When Fox Hollow Elementary School in West Jordan opens its doors for the first time on August 29th, it will hold more than 800 students that once crammed inside two other existing schools in the Jordan School District. District spokesman Steve Dunham says unfortunately that is what the school district had to do to keep up with its rapid growth.
For the last 2 years, student enrollment has increased between 700 and 900 students per year. Or if you're to think about it in other terms, it's approximately an elementary school per year.
Dunham says the Jordan School District is expecting to serve 50,000 students this year throughout its 53 schools. He says it's also hired more teachers, so the increase in students does not necessarily mean there will be more students per classroom.
The board has a formula that they hire for teachers, and that formula essentially states that for every 22 or 24 students will hire a new full-time teacher. And that formula is maintained the same each year. So as the enrollment, overall enrollment increases, we have to maintain that formula by hiring new teachers to cover the growth.
Granite School District, the largest in the state, with 91 schools, is growing slightly as well. Spokesman Ben Horsley says the district is also hiring more teachers in order to not increase class sizes.
Granite School District enrollment has had slight growth over the past few years. We're talking around 1%. We've been maintaining around 68,000 students. We may breach that to 69,000 this year.
State Superintendent Larry Shumway notes this is the first time in 3 years the Utah legislature was able to find money to fund new students coming into the public school system, which helped hire some new teachers and lessen the weight of more than 14,000 new students that are expected to walk into Utah's classrooms beginning today. However, he says districts are still trying to recover from the recession.
Even with the addition of some 50 to $60 million, most districts are falling behind. Costs continue to rise. For example, health insurance for employees is a cost that continues to rise. During the hardest times where we weren't increasing funding, many districts shortened the school year. Trying to recover those days puts districts in a bind. So most school districts really have had to make cuts this year despite our best efforts.
Utah has the lowest per pupil funding rate in the nation, partially because of its high birth rate. But a recent report by the Utah Foundation also claimed the problem occurs because the state doesn't put very much effort into education funding. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.